You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Mercy, baby! Hep cats and crazy kittens, I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at. Your furry leader doing the do just for you and bringing you the soul that came before rock and roll. A solid hour of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, baby. And it's time for part three of our three-part series on the Midnighters. In part one, we focused on the Royals from 1952 to 54. The Royals were formed in Detroit and would eventually become the Midnighters. We'll talk about that in just a moment. So in part two, last week, we featured the Midnighters' prime years, 1954 to 56. But we took out all the Annie songs because I wanted to do a third program where we focused on nothing but the Annie songs. From Work With Me Annie to Annie Had a Baby, Annie's Aunt Fanny, Henry's Got Flat Feet, as well as all the groups that recorded answer records and sequel songs to Work With Me Annie. So here we are on the Midnighters Part 3. Let's refresh with a little background on Work With Me Annie, the song that kicked it all off, baby. This song might have done more to introduce white teenagers to black music than any other. It got the kids dancing with that low-down, dirty, and dingy R&B raw beat. The lyrics were suggestive. It was banned by many radio stations when it came out in 1954. Parents didn't dig it, they didn't understand it, and thus their kids finally had a music all their own. It would soon be called rock and roll. But in 1954, it was still rhythm and blues. The tune that really helped launch this movement was The Midnighters, Work With Me Annie. The song was originally issued by Federal Records in February of 1954 as By the Royals. By April of 1954, Work With Me Annie had started to pick up steam in the Royals' hometown of Detroit, and it was spreading fast. But at the same time, their label's parent company, King Records, was trying to get the five Royals to leave Apollo Records in New York and come to King Records in Cincinnati. Since the Royals and the five Royals had similar names, King decided to change the name of their lesser successful group, the Royals. Sid Nathan, the owner of King Records, gave the Royals a new name. From then on, they were known as the Midnighters. Soon they would be called Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. We're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. In early 1954, Hank Ballard sat down to write the tune. He toyed with many names. At one point, it said that the song was called Work With Me Mary. However, he settled on Annie, since Annie was a very commercial name at the time, with Annie Oakley, Tugboat Annie, and Little Orphan Annie. By the spring of 1954, Work With Me Annie was number one on the rhythm and blues charts, even though it was assisted by very few radio stations. It was selling like hotcakes in the record stores, and all the kids were requesting it on the jukeboxes. But the major accomplishment was that even with such little airplay, the tune rose to number 22 on the pop charts. That was an amazing feat for a band record. Now, not only did Work With Me Annie help get white teenagers to dance to rhythm and blues records, but it also sparked a whole slew of answer records and sequel songs. And that's what this week's Juke in the Back is going to be focused on. The phenomenon that hit the rhythm and blues and pop charts in the mid-1950s with all of these answer records and sequel songs. So this week, it's all about Annie, here on the Juke in the Back. Why don't we kick it off with the song that launched 1,000 records. Here are the Midnighters with Work With Me Annie.
Work with me, Annie. Work with me, Annie. Ooh-wee. Work with me, Annie. Work with me, Annie. Work with me, Annie. Let's get it while the getting is good.
Another number one smash, this time from August of 1954, Annie Had a Baby, the first sequel song to Work With Me, Annie. And there's some folklore around that record. It's said that after Work With Me, Annie started taking off, a California DJ made a joke on the air and said, "Wait till you hear their next record, Annie Had a Baby." Well, the orders started pouring into King Records in Cincinnati for Annie Had a Baby, a song that didn't actually exist, at least not yet, until A&R man Ralph Bass and label owner Sid Nathan sat down and wrote Annie Had a Baby. They needed to get the record out fast, so they got the Midnighters, who were constantly touring at this point, to make a pit stop in Washington, D.C., and cut the record right there at a radio station. They issued it, and man, it started selling right out of the gate. Sid Nathan was reported as saying that he had 16 pressing machines working 12 hours a day just to keep up with the demand. The Midnighters were bigger than big at this point, and this is where other groups started to get on the trend. The first Annie Answer record that came out was by a group called, get this, The Midnights. How much closer could you get, right? Their song, Annie Pulled a Humbug, came out on Oakland, California's Music City label, also in August of 1954. And it tells the story that there might be some foul play here. Taken from the point of view of Henry, maybe the baby is not his. What proof does he have to go on? Well, his hair's red, and the baby's got a bald head, so it can't be his, right? Hear it for yourself as we feature Annie Answer Records and sequel songs this week on The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat. Here's Annie Pulled a Humbug.
Annie pulled a humbug, yes she did. Annie pulled a humbug. that's the big advice.
Please don't leave me, please.
Oh, Annie, baby.
Oh, sugar.
Oh, baby.
The things you've been hearing about me ain't so.
I ain't had no baby.
No, no, no.
Don't want no baby.
No, no, no.
Don't need no baby. And I don't know why they told that lie. I got a little old dance I do real slow. I work.
That's Hazel McCollum singing with a relatively new vocal group on Chicago's VJ label called the El Dorados. In about a year, they'd be super famous with their hit At My Front Door. But at this point, they only had one other record under their belt, My Lovin' Baby from 1954. That song came out in October of 54, and it's Annie's answer. Yes, stop the presses. Finally, Annie gets to speak her mind. She didn't have a baby after all. Why are you telling all those lies? That's her story, and she's sticking to it. Up next, another record from Annie's perspective. This one's giving us a little more information about what happened after the birth. According to Lena Gordon with the Sax Carry Orchestra, Mama took the baby. This one was issued by the Checker label, a subsidiary of Chess out of Chicago. Here's Lena Gordon as we explore the phenomenon surrounding all of these Annie Answer records and sequel songs. This week on The Juke in the Back, here's Mama Took the Baby.
And I'm free, so don't you worry. just to work with you, so don't you worry about me working. I'm straight, don't you worry about me working. Don't you worry about me working. I'm straight, don't you worry about me working. Mama took the baby from me. Mama's got the baby. And I'm free, so don't you worry about me working. I'm straight and I don't wanna work with you.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, and contributors Charles Liebman, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Michael Carter, Derek Justman, Scott Velarde, Adrian Fidelani, Wayne Novak, Joe Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
We'll be right back.
The Midnighters, still milking their initial success with Work With Me Annie, then with Annie Had a Baby. That one was Annie's Aunt Fanny, which hit number 10 in the fall of 1954. Annie's Aunt Fanny just won't leave poor Henry alone. All he wants to do is cuddle with Annie, but she's always in the way. I really like the music. I dig the beat on that one. It's a good song to dance to. Up next, Danny Taylor has some revelations about what might have happened behind the scenes. His song, I'm the Father of Annie's Baby, came out in November of 54 on the Bruce label. We're examining all the Answer records and sequel songs that came from the Midnighters' Work With Me Annie on this week's Juke in the Back. Danny Taylor with I'm the Father of Annie's Baby.
Anytime, anytime,
work with me, baby.
While the kids
can work with your man. Oh, my name ain't Andy, but I can work with your man. I'll play with you, baby, anytime I can.
Anytime.
While the getting is good.
Anytime.
So good, so good.
Anytime.
So good, so good.
Linda Hayes with My Name Ain't Annie, But I Can Work With Your Man. Man, she wants to get in on the action too. The interesting thing about that record is the group of guys backing her up is none other than the Platters. Now, before the Platters were major superstars on the Mercury label in 1955, they were signed to King Records, and they weren't very good. They recorded the original Only You for King, and it was a disaster. But as soon as their manager, Buck Ram, polished up Tony Williams, he got them signed to Mercury Records as part of the deal that he had arranged for another group that he managed, the Penguins. The rest, as they say, is history. So that's the Platters backing up Linda Hayes on My Name Ain't Annie, one of the more memorable Annie Answer Records and sequel songs. This next one is not quite memorable, but you gotta give the Newtones credit. It seems as if they were trying to end the whole Annie craze. This one came out on Hollywood Star Records in December of 54. It's called Annie Kick the Bucket. Yeah, they're trying to kill her off. Here are the Newtones as we examine the Annie songs. This week on The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues.
Annie kick the bucket, oh, Annie kick the bucket. Well, Annie kick the bucket, and I'm glad she's gone. She was an old maid and wouldn't leave me alone. Annie kick the bucket, oh, Annie kick the bucket. Well, Annie kick the bucket, and I'm glad she's dead. She made a pass at me, and I knocked her in the head. And he wouldn't let me sleep, and he wouldn't let me eat.
Now I'm glad to see Annie go.
Kick the Bucket by the Newtones from December 54, one of the many Annie Answer Records and sequel songs that we're featuring this week on The Juke in the Back. I'm your host, Matt the Cat. And up next, a true breakthrough. Jamesetta Hawkins was born in 1938 in Los Angeles to a party girl mother named Dorothy. She was incapable of raising her child, So Mama Lou Rogers took on young James Setta and raised her right in the Los Angeles area. She went to Jefferson High, where she sang with a plethora of other talented students, including Richard Berry, who was in a group called the Flares and would soon write the immortal tune Louie Louie. Mama Lou moved James Setta up to San Francisco, where she formed a doo-wop group called the Peaches. They were discovered by Johnny Otis, who brought them back down to Los Angeles to record a song that young James Setta had written. It was called The Wallflower. He renamed her Etta James, and Modern Records issued the tune in December of 1954. The Wallflower, which later would receive the parenthetical name Roll With Me Henry, rose to number one on the rhythm and blues charts in early 1955, and it established Etta James. The male voice playing the part of Henry in this song is her old high school friend, Richard Berry. They would join up again for a sequel to their Annie Answer record called Hey Henry. Let's hear both of those, The Wallflower and Hey Henry, back to back, right here on The Juke in the Back. Here's Etta James and the Peaches.
Hey baby, what do I have to do to make you love me too?
I got to roll with me, Henry.
All right, baby.
Roll with me, Henry.
Don't mean maybe.
Roll with me, Henry.
Any old time.
Roll with me, Henry.
Won't change my mind.
Roll with me, Henry.
All right.
You better roll it while the rolling is on. Roll on, roll on, roll on. While the cats are falling, you better stop your stalling. It's intermission in a minute, so you better get with it. Roll with me, Henry. You better roll it while the rolling is on. Roll on, roll on, roll on. Oh, 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 we, Henry, you ain't moving me. You better feel that. Get the lead out of your feet. Oh, roll with me, Henry. 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 You better roll it while the rolling is on. Roll on, roll on, roll on, roll on.
Shake it all night long. When we do the boogie woogie, shake it all night long.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and hearken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Annie's sequel and answer record songs. So let's hear one that's really a straight-ahead up-tempo doo-wop number by a group called The Champions. It came out on the Chart label in August of 1955, and it pretty much tells the prequel story of how Annie and Henry got together. They got together through dancing, and they end up tying the knot. And it has a nice happy ending. There's no suggestive lyrics in this one. Here's this week's Great 78, The Champions, with Annie Met Henry.
Oh, Annie met Henry down the street. They got together with the greatest beat. Annie and Henry sure look neat. They danced all night with Henry's flat feet. Henry roll, roll, roll.
We'll keep a rolling.
Yes, Henry rock, rock, rock.
We'll keep a rocking.
Yes, Henry dance, dance, dance.
We'll keep a dancing.
Yes. Oh! Annie looked at Henry with her big brown eyes. Henry looked at Annie and realized, oh, what a chance for the great romance. The only thing a Henry could do was dance. And he rolled, rolled, rolled.
We'll
yes, and he rocked, rocked, rocked.
We'll
yes, and he danced, danced, danced.
We'll
yes. Oh, Annie and Henry sure look cute. Henry all dressed in his new suit. When they dance, they sell no space. When they dance, you know they set the pace. Henry rolled, rolled, rolled.
We'll keep a rolling.
Yes, and he rocked.
Time was close for a bigger romance.
For the rest of my life, and they roll, roll, roll,
keep rolling,
yes, and they rock, 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 yes, and they dance, dance,
we'll keep dancing. That's the story of a bigger romance.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Gets good. Ah! Henry got fat feet. His dancing days are gone. Yeah. music gets good. Ooh! In the drop flat beat, can't dance no more. Ha, 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 ha. In the drop flat beat, can't dance no more. Every time he starts dancing, he has to stop cause his feet get sore.
Baby, I'm pulling up. My feet is killing me.
The Midnighters, who weren't about to sit by idly while others, such as Etta James and Georgia Gibbs, scored major hits based on their Henry character. Henry, of course, refers to Hank Ballard, who was the lead singer of the Midnighters. James's Wallflower, Roll With Me Henry, went to number one on the R&B charts, while Georgia Gibbs's Dance With Me Henry went to number one on the pop charts. Well, Hank Ballard and the crew were back in May of 1955 with Henry's Got Flat Feet, Can't Dance No More, and the Annie and Henry sagas continued. In September of 1955, the West Coast doo-wop group responsible for the hit version of Stranded in the Jungle, The Cadets, released Annie Met Henry on the Bahari Brothers Modern record label. Annie Met Henry originally came out in August by a group called The Champions. Here are The Cadets with their version of Annie Met Henry as we feature the great wave of Annie answer records and sequel songs, all based on the Midnighters' 1954 hit Work With Me Annie. This week on The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat, here are The Cadets with Annie Met Henry.
With Henry's flat feet, and Henry rock, rock, rock,
Henry rock, rock,
Henry rock, rock, rock,
Henry rock,
Henry dance, dance, dance,
dance, dance. That was the start of a bigger romance.
Well, Annie looked at Henry with big brown eyes. Henry looked at her and he realized, oh, what a chance for a great romance. The only thing Henry could do was dance, and he rock, rock, rock. Well, Henry and Annie sure look cute. Henry all dressed in his brand new suit. Annie had on her silk and lace. But when they danced, you know they set the pace. And he rolled, rolled, rolled.
Well, rolled.
He rocked, rocked, rocked.
Rock, rock.
And he danced, danced, danced,
yes, danced. The time was close for a big
my life. And the road, 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 the rock, rock,
road,
the
rock,
the dance, 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 dance.
That's the story of a bigger romance.
Oh,
Who, Annie Don't Love Me No More. Those are the Hollywood Flames spinning off the Symbol label from 1965. Now, I know that record came out a lot later than we usually play here on the Juke in the Back, but I wanted to play that one because it fits the theme. That record also fits the sound and feel of the original Work With Me, Annie. That's a much later incarnation of the Hollywood Flames, whose history dates back to when they were just the Flames back in 1949. Well, baby, I hope you dug part three of the Midnighters, this week featuring nothing but Annie songs. The original Annie songs, plus the answer records and sequel songs. Putting this show together was definitely a labor of love, cats and kittens, and I'm happy I could do it for you. I'm Matt the Cat, your furry leader, reminding you that soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back. Let's go out with a number from 1955 that was never released, unfortunately. We're going to get another female perspective here, but it's not just any female perspective. This is coming from Shirley Gunter. You know Shirley, Cornell Gunter's sister? She had a big hit in 1954 with Oop Shoop as Shirley Gunter and the Queens. But in 55, she started singing with the Flares, another great Los Angeles group. Flare Records and Modern Records issued a couple of singles by Shirley Gunter with the Flares, but this one didn't make the cut. Though it does fall into this week's theme. It's called Let's Get Married, Annie and Henry, and it's going to close down this week's Juke in the Back on Annie Records. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side next time. Bye-bye.
Henry!
Here comes Annie, what you gonna do? Now this is a story.
Oh, what a story.
About Annie and a Henry.
Annie and a Henry.
They want to get married.
Want to get married.
But not in a hurry.
In a hurry.
They said, Annie, take your time.
Good Lord.
Cause I ain't got a dime.
I want to work.
Do, do, do. Let's do, get
do.
Married.
I want to work. I wanna work.
Do, do, do. Let's get married.
I wanna work, work, work for you.
Let's get married and you can work for me. Henry, Henry, I love you so.
Annie, 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 you don't have no joy.
Oh, Henry, Henry, please be mine.
Oh, Annie, come on the time.
Oh, Henry.
Annie.
Henry.
Annie.
Let's get married.
Henry, Henry, I love you so.
Oh, Annie, you've got to go.
Oh, Henry, Henry, please be mine.
Annie, 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 you ain't worth the time.
Oh, Henry.
Annie.
Henry.
Annie.
Let's get married. Ba-ba-doo-wop.
I now pronounce you man and strife. And so they were married.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.